Soul Play Campers, we are back with one of our fabulously talented and diverse camp counselors, Wendy Fadan. Today, we're going to talk to Wendy about being an illustrator. Because, you know, we've talked to Wendy about being an author. She has books, and she shared her Wearing the Weird series with us. She's got a lot of talents, but she actually has, and maybe still at the moment, I'm not sure, makes a living with actually drawing and being an illustrator. Is that true, Wendy?
Yes, that's true.
Well, welcome. We love to draw. We love art. So let's talk to you as an illustrator today.
Yay.
Yay. So when did you first, you know, embrace yourself as an artist? Was that as a kid, just like you did as an author?
Yes, it is pretty funny, actually. I tell people I kind of grew up with, you know, art and writing as mutual passions. You know, it was my dream right off the bat in the third grade to write and illustrate my own books. I always knew that illustration was the thing for me, just because I was just lucky enough to have teachers who really encouraged journaling, and what they gave us in school were these books where half of the page was blank at the top and the other half of the page had lines.
Right.
And I just couldn't leave the top blank.
Of course.
I had to fill in pictures, even if it was something just kind of silly. And, you know, there were times, I guess, where I would just write so fast, sometimes I would have a blank page at the top. But yeah, it was sometimes I get carried away and fill out the whole thing with writing. But
yeah.
But I also I loved adding pictures because I could see whenever I wrote, I could see it so visually in mind, and I just wanted to communicate that as well. Yeah.
Right. So when you would think of a story, would you think of words and pictures at the same time?
Yeah, usually I would, when I was growing up anyway, and I'm just such a visual person, and I guess that's probably comes out in my writing too, and I think that helps with my writing because I'm able to kind of close my eyes and try to say with words what I'm seeing in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like painting a picture with words.
Yeah,
and you do that very well. So that's awesome. And then what little I know of your world, you've actually worked for, you were working for a gaming company, or you've worked for different people, you know, as an adult, like you've actually translated your art into work and money.
Yeah,
it's a good thing. We all need that.
I'm very fortunate that way. That was a goal when I was, I guess growing up, since I was, once again, I owe a lot to the people around me who encouraged me.
Mm.
You know, not only my teachers, but my parents. My parents weren't artists, so I really have to hand it to them for encouraging me in that area.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's not a popular thing to get into as a profession.
Right.
And there's also that stigma where, you know, the whole starving artist thing, and if
you
art for your career, you're probably going to be poor.
Mm-hmm. All of that.
Yeah. So it was not encouraged. I really wanted to go to an art school, an art school, not an arts school. There was an arts school in my state that I lived in North Carolina, but there was not an art school.
Oh.
So it was not encouraged from my guidance counselor for me to go to a specific art school. They really wanted me to just go to a general college because I guess they just weren't used to kids knowing exactly what they wanted to do.
Right. Right.
Specifically, because I thought, you know, I just knew that I wanted to follow my dream. I thought, you know, if it's at all possible for me to make a living with my art, I really want to try.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
Good
was
for you.
Goal for me. So I think since I had that ambition, since I really had that focus,
right,
I was able to to put as much as I could into it and make it happen for myself. And I'm not a huge financial success, but at least I have yet to have a job yet that hasn't been art related in some way, at least.
So. Yeah, which is great. And I think that's all part of your create a way philosophy in life, isn't it?
That's right. That's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I even when things were at their most grim and I was just desperate for a job, I worked at a framing company where I was like, well, at least I'm framing art.
Yeah. Right.
You were reframing
your thoughts about
yes.
it, right?
Yes.
That's great. Well, I want to get back to what you said about encouragement. I think that is such a key factor for all of us, no matter what our passions and talents are. We can really hold that space of encouragement for ourselves and for each other.
Yeah.
And again, I want to invite people to share with other Soul Play campers what your drawings are. I know Wendy's a busy mom, but maybe she'll be able to come on and give you some encouragement. But there's lots of other busy peeps, and we're all in this together. So let's encourage each other. And I would love to see Soul Play campers sharing their artwork. I love to see that art. And it's funny how we all have those passions and talents. And when I was growing up, I was always a writer, and I would do a lot of songs and plays and things, and on the school playground, like, come on, let's put on a play, you know, that kind of thing. And I always really, really wanted to draw, and I would trace, and I would get books, and I would try, you know, and it just didn't flow for me. It did not come very naturally. So when I started doing my Lori stories, I really wanted to draw them. And I guess that's why my illustrations are just so very simple.
Yeah.
But it took me a long time to even make a person. You know, Mel and Nell were some of my characters that I had to make into bubble people. So I guess I'm bringing all this up because in listening to Wendy's story and thinking about my own childhood, you know, we do have our own innate talents and skills and things. But if we have a passion for something, it doesn't mean we don't seem to have a ready talent for it. It doesn't mean that we can't do it, you know.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to interject where I was the opposite. Where I was confident in my artistic skills.
Mm-hmm.
I was not as confident in my writing skills.
Oh.
And that's why. Because that's why I think that's one of the reasons why I didn't go into writing as a profession, because I didn't have enough confidence in myself to go through with that. And
yeah.
That's why, but it's this, those things, like you said, with your art,
mm-hmm.
It's something that's inside you that has to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I felt with my writing, too. I was like, it's something that I just have to get out.
Yes.
To do this.
Yeah. And so we let
who I am.
Yeah, exactly. The passion leads us when we let it. And when we don't let it, I think that's a recipe for disaster. That's
yes.
A big reason why we're here at the Soul Play Camp, is to just tap back into those passions and give ourselves permission to do them. And getting back to that other piece of encouragement, I'm remembering a high school teacher that I had that was so encouraging of my writing. And, you know, as human beings, I think we all suffer, at least in some degree, from lack of self-esteem, just not knowing, is that good enough? Are we good enough? Can we be an artist? Can we be, you know, and sometimes the arts in particular, those passions, as you were saying, people don't often, you know, maybe more so now, hopefully, but a lot of times they're discouraged, or, oh, just do that on the side, but don't do that as a living. You know? So
it's funny too. It's as I watch my little ones, as I watch my son and my daughter,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're you know, Jack he's almost 7 and Rose she's almost 9, and it's interesting to watch at which point they start to doubt themselves.
Yes.
And they start to get frustrated with what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like my and why that happened.
Mm.
They'll be perfectly happy. Both of them will be perfectly happy doing their own thing, and just, you know, my son especially, they'll be side by side. His sister is 2 years older than him.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps he doesn't think about what that means.
Right.
He expects to do his drawings to look as good as hers.
Oh.
And if they don't, he gets very upset.
Oh.
Or he starts comparing himself to her,
mm-hmm.
and that he starts to get really angry, and he rips up his paper, dribbles out what he did, and I get so upset for him because mm-hmm. I'm like, no, don't do this to yourself.
I know.
That's exactly what happens with us, with anybody at any age. When we start comparing ourselves to other people, that's, you know, like the death of our own art, you know?
It is. And that's right. So we want to encourage each other and not compare with other people. If I compared...
It's so hard not to.
It's so hard. And I had to learn that. If I compared my art with other children's books, I would have given up a long time ago.
So,
yeah, I would have, you know?
Yeah.
It's very, you know, a lot of very talented artists like you. I mean, they very slick illustrations, and that's not my talent. But that doesn't mean that it's like a voice.
Yeah.
We all have a different singing voice. We all have a different writing voice. We all have a different artistic voice. When I was with one of our Soul Play camp counselors, Dr. Angie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she's a great artist, and I found myself feeling a little bit intimidated. Ooh, I can't do it like her, but she's got a wonderful heart, and you know, I just let that go right away and said, well, I want to have fun. I don't want to feel like, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I've actually had to reteach myself a little bit.
Yes.
How to do art sometimes, because you know, coming from, you know, going to art school and being a professional artist.
Yes.
There's all this pressure, and because not only, of course, do I have my own inner critics, but there are the outer critics
mm-hmm.
telling me, you know, change this, change that, da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
So then there's this part of me that's really starting to reject all of that, and I'm just like, and so funny, I wish I could go back in time and go back to art school knowing what I know now.
Yeah.
I was so uptight when I was in art
school. Wanting to do it right and wanting to do
now. Now I finally get it, you know. I finally understand, it's like how to be expressive with art.
Yes.
And it's about being non-judgmental.
Yes.
You know?
Right. And so we're inviting all our Soul Play campers to just let the art flow through you.
Yeah.
And grab a crayon, grab a felt pen, grab anything, and just see what comes out, and don't make it, even I love to just let it flow, like the time where you're not doing it for any specific purpose, right?
Yeah.
And I know when you're doing professional work, you don't have that freedom. like if you're going to write, if you're going to do a...
Sometimes, very, very often, I like the little thumbnail doodly sketch that I do a lot better than the final piece to do.
Yeah, because it's just a little flow. Well, I'm thinking if you were contracted to do someone's portrait, you couldn't just, you know, do anything you wanted. You had to, right. But... no, that's great. And so, Wendy, again, you've just given us so much inspiration and good advice on letting your art flow, not being judgmental or critical, and then the importance of encouragement and just, you know, encouraging each other and encouraging ourselves.
That's right, especially.
Mm-hmm. And so anything else as we take out our pens or paintbrushes or pencils or...
I'm so used to talking to grown-ups, actually, you know, as far as, you know, telling them.
Right. Well, what do you tell the grown-ups?
It's like children can teach us about creativity.
Yeah, that's true.
Us adults can teach kids about creativity, because, you know, I would say, you know, if to any adults that are listening, get out your markers and crayons. because when you work with kids' materials, it kind of brings out that kid inside you. That's
absolutely
less judgmental. And for any kids that are listening, I say, please, you know, really just go back to what's fun. you know, just have fun. Mm-hmm. Have fun.
And thank you. And I would also say, kids, if you're listening and you have advice for us grown-ups who forgot how to play, let us know.
Yeah.
Wendy Fadan, you talented woman, you. Thank you for sharing some of your inspirations today about being an illustrator and an artist. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Absolutely, Lori.
All right. Thank you.